you count it every day with a bracha, unless you skip a day, you miss
a
day.
And then what happens?
Well, then you keep counting, but you do it without a bracha. So it's important to try not to skip a day. And there are all these different ways of trying to remind people to remember to count the Omer. And we believe we have come up on Awake Alive and Jewish Year with somebody who has done something truly unique. And with us on our live line right now is Brian Rossman from beautiful Massachusetts. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Just great.
Very good. I'm here along with Marcia Kay, Rabbi Kaplan's in Israel. And Brian, you must like TV.
Well, of course I do. I'm a good old American Jew like all of us.
Where do you live in Massachusetts?
Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh, my cousin lives in Newton.
Okay, go ahead, Marcia. Ask him.
Do you know my cousin?
I don't know.
What's your cousin's name? Owen Mayall.
No, sorry.
All right.
Marcia apparently doesn't have a very well-known cousin, but what can we do about that? But speaking of TV and speaking of the Omer, you have managed to connect both in a rather unique way. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's a website called the Homer Calendar, and the address is jvibe.com/Homer.
And JVibe, by the way, is an online e-zine, e-magazine.
It's a magazine for Jewish kids.
Right.
Quite entertaining and lots of good stuff there. Basically, it's one joke taken to a ridiculous extreme. And there's, of course, the pun on counting the Omer and counting Homer. But I think it's a way of bringing the kind of ritual of counting to a lot of people who might not be aware of it or might not be into it.
And Homer is who?
Homer Simpson, of course, the head of the Simpsons clan.
From the fabulous Fox TV show, which airs every Sunday night and has been on the air for about, I'd say, 16 or 17 years, something in that order.
That's right.
Now, why would you have associated Omer with Homer? Just because of the pun?
It's just a joke. I thought, you know, I did this website as kind of an inside joke. I thought maybe 10 people in the world would get it. It turned out to be a huge success. And I've been really gratified to see all the people clicking on it and using it to count the Omer and to sort of make connections.
Do you get a lot? Do you know the percentage of people who sign on who are adults versus kids?
I don't know, but I know there are a lot of rabbis who use it in their synagogues. I've had educators tell me they use it in their religious schools. And I've had interesting comments just from ordinary people. During the height of the Intifada in 2002, when there were bombs going off, you know, virtually every day in Israel, I got some messages from Israel. I got one say, "I need a laugh desperately. Thanks."
All right, so tell us exactly, describe the site to us, how it works and how
sure.
It reminds people to count the Omer.
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
Well, when you click there, first there's a openings kind of a grab your attention. It has Bart at the blackboard writing, "I will remember to write the Omer, I will remember to count the Omer, I will remember to count the Omer." And then it comes onto the main page. There's some background and history about the counting of the Omer. And then there's the centerpiece, which is the calendar. For each day of the Omer, there's a calendar. You click on that day, it'll take you to a new web page with the count for that day, the bracha that you're supposed to recite, and a new picture of Homer Simpson for each day. There's also a downloadable calendar. There's one calendar you can download with all 49 days on one page. And then there are weekly calendars. For each week, it'll have a different picture of Homer Simpson for each day of the week and the count. And you're supposed to recite the number of days and weeks in Hebrew, so that's all spelled out for people. And then at the bottom, the funnest thing is there's a slideshow called Jewish Life in Springfield. Springfield is the fictional town where the Simpsons live. And what I've done is taken pictures from the show that depict things that could be or might be Jewish and put captions on those. So that's kind of fun. And then at the bottom are a lot of links and other information about both this sort of Jewish Simpsons connection and about counting the Omer.
I think the most famous Jewish character on The Simpsons was Krusty the Clown, correct?
Right. So this Krusty the Clown is of course, was raised Jewish. A year and a half ago, his bar mitzvah episode was portrayed on the show, and it was done quite well. It was really had some real spiritual meaning, I thought, anyway.
And isn't there a rabbi who frequently recurs on The Simpsons?
So Rabbi Kostofsky is Krusty the Clown's father, and his voice is done by Jackie Mason. And he's been on several times. Twice he's been featured in Simpsons episodes.
All right, we're speaking with Brian Rossman from Newton, Massachusetts. He has created a wonderful website. It's a part of the JVibe website. So to get to it, you go to JVibe, that's JVibe.com/Homer. and you get to the Homer Omer calendar. Do you have any idea how many hits in all you've gotten on the site over the years?
It's way over 100,000.
How many years have you been doing this?
This is the sixth year. I started in the year 2000.
Does it come with sound effects so you can hear?
No sound.
Oh. You can't hear Bart say,
"Doh."
No.
Homer says it, not Bart.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
But there are links to other websites that have sound, particularly from the episode about Krusty's bar mitzvah. There's a song, the Krusty Bar Mitzvah Experience that they did, and there's a link there that you can hear that song.
Are you going to be able to come up with other Simpson-related holiday websites?
It's hard. I don't know. I have to think about that. In one episode, the Simpsons are sort of rummaging through their closet, and they find a Hanukkah menorah. And they sort of say, "Are we Jewish?" And they kind of just throw it out. It's kind of there's a lot of Jewish references in the show. A lot of the writers are Jewish.
I was just going to say, there are a lot of cartoons that have Jewish references in them.
They throw in Jewish stuff all the time.
Yeah.
There's been a Jewish wedding scene. They did a whole Brit Milah episode.
All right. Well, I guess my question would be, now that you've established this, now it seems to be a very popular, not seems to be, it is a very popular website, especially in terms of counting the Omer. Maybe you can write to the writers at The Simpsons maybe next year. Now, this would be the crowning achievement for you, Brian, in terms of the Omer. See if during one of the episodes to air during May sweeps next year, when usually we're at the Omer at some point or another, see if you can get them to count the Omer on the air, the appropriate day for the appropriate episode.
Well, it's interesting. I'm not sure what Fox thinks about the website. In 2002, I got a letter from their lawyers.
Going to ask you about that.
It called a cease and desist letter saying that we're violating their copyright. And it was very interesting because the letter was dated, Dafka, exactly on the day of Shavuot, which is, of course, the last day of counting the Omer. And
which means they watched the whole thing and then decided?
Right.
No, I think they waited deliberately. They didn't want to shut the kid down until, after the count was done for that year. You remember there's that old joke where the neighbor complains about the guy's sukkah, and they take him to the zoning board, and the judge gives him 8 days to take down the sukkah?
Yes,
that's what it reminded me of.
Well, was it a Jewish lawyer? Could you tell?
It's hard to tell.
I mean, did the name sound Jewish?
It could have been a Jewish name, it quite possibly. But anyway, I wrote back to Fox, and I said, listen, this website is a parody, and parody is allowed under the First Amendment. And the website doesn't use any sound, doesn't have, episodes to download that some websites have. And I said, I really don't think this is a problem. You should allow this website. If I don't hear from you again, I'll assume that you've accepted it. And I have not heard from them again.
Well, it can be nothing but good publicity for them anyway.
That's what I would say. I agree with you there, Marcia.
All right. Well, give us the website and let us know again how people can get to to download things or do whatever they need to do to remember how to count the Omer.
Sure. So the website again, jvibe.com/Homer, Homer. And when you get to the website, in the center is the main calendar. On the top of the calendar, by the way, there's a random Simpsons quote each time you load it. You get a new quote from the show that mentions something Jewish. And on the top, you can download the full 7 weeks of the Omer on one page. And on the side, for each of the weeks, you can download a calendar for that week.
And since you have done such a marvelous job on the site, you deserve a yasher koch, because I'm sure the site has made it possible for many people to continue to count the Omer without missing a day, because they have this either posted or they remember to click on it on a daily basis and get the bracha and also get additional information about Sfiras HaOmer.
Well, that's right. And I really think counting the Omer is not something just for, Orthodox Jews. I'm a Reconstructionist myself and feel strongly that there's a lot of value in the discipline of counting and thinking about the connection between liberation and Passover and the giving of the Torah at Shavuot by counting up the days in between. So I'm glad to see Jews of all kinds are using the site.
Well, 100%. I mean, a mitzvah is a mitzvah, and something like this is good for anybody to do of any age, by the way. This is, Simpsons may appeal more to kids or young adults or even maybe middle-aged adults who remember watching The Simpsons 16, 15, 14 years ago. But older people, too, I mean, this is just a wonderful thing to help people remember to do a mitzvah, to count the Omer, which really helps to unite us as a people. If everybody counts Sfira Sa'omer, we really do feel united as a people.
Well, you know, by counting the days, it makes gives you a reminder that you have to make every day count in your life, and that's important.
Very well put. Well, thank you very much for being with us on Awake, Alive, and Jewish. And good luck. The only other thing I would suggest is if you can somehow in future years make it so people get a daily reminder from the calendar to their own email, that would be terrific if you can work out something like that.
There are a number of websites that do that. H.com does that. OU.org does that. There's a lot of services that you can sign up for. There's also a new service this year that sends a text message to your cell phone to remind you to count the Omer. So the links for all of those are on my site. I want to congratulate you guys on 25 years. I used to live in Washington right back when you started, 1981, and we would listen religiously.
Oh, thank you very much. But in those days, you didn't hear Marcia because she was just a babe in her mother's arms.
Right.
We used to hear the Yiddish word of the day, and I wonder if you still do that.
Yeah, well, there was another show before us, Max Resnick, who did that. He was either before us or after us, depending on the year and depending on the station. And he used to give away chickens. I always wondered how he could give away chickens and ice cream for the same contest. But he did it, and he was a master broadcaster, and we miss him very much. But he was on the air longer than
time.
We came on the air also along with a good friend of mine, Larry Shore, and... Sorry you moved away to Massachusetts. Why would you ever consider doing something like that?
Well, wife and a job.
All right. Well, you can get a job down here, and I guess you can't say ditch the wife because it's Mother's Day. So wish her a happy Mother's Day for us.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for being
with us. I want to wish happy Mother's Day to my mother, too, who I think is listening online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, give her name. Tell us. Who is she?
Charlene Rossman in Tucson, Arizona.
All right. Well, tell her she can listen online every week. And congratulations, Mrs. Rossman. You seem to have a wonderful son. Although I don't really know him that well, and I'm sure that axe murder conviction never held up. Correct, Brian?
Well, it was overturned on a technicality.
Perfect. All right. Thanks for being with us on Awake, Alive, and Jewish.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Bye-bye.